This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Monday. And it's, of course, a Medal of Honor Monday. Don't forget about that Medal of Honor Monday coming up an hour from now. It's going to be a great show. We are all over the place. We have a concerned mother about a half hour from now. She's got some things that everybody needs to hear. We have a violent communist burning a Trump sign. We're sending F-16s to Ukraine. The ATF is going after guns. The Hunter Biden special counsel stuff. Trump says he won't debate. And finally, we have at least one member of the GOP who understands what time it is and he's trying to do something. All that and so much more is coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. But I want to begin here with something completely different. It's going to sound totally off the wall, but I saw something and it was kind of sad. And then I thought to myself, you know, there are a lot of people who aren't awake yet and they need your help and my help to wake them up. Remember, waking Normie Norm and Normie Norma up to what's going on. It's not mean. It's nice. It's kind. It's good. It's the right thing to do. If you're laying in bed and the entire house is on fire and I come into your bedroom and I wake you up and I say, hey, we need to get out of here because the house is on fire. I'm not the bad guy. I'm the good guy, letting you know the situation on the ground so that you can take appropriate steps to protect yourself. If I just sit outside in the hall and let the house completely consume you and watch you burn, I wasn't a good dude because I let you have a better night's sleep. I'm a jerk who didn't let you know. Normie Norm doesn't know. He doesn't know what 2024 is going to bring and all the calamity that comes with it. You know, Norm doesn't. Normie Norm doesn't understand why he sees what he sees. And remember, this isn't just on the left. I got a text actually from a guy I know, and this is it verbatim. I'm going to read it. This is what he said. Quote, I had a wake up moment this weekend. I was talking to a mom who votes Republican. She asked me what I thought about the Trump Biden stuff. She had no idea how Hunter Biden had an affair with his brother's widow. She had no idea about the Ashley Biden diary, or even who Ashley Biden is. He said it made me think that Republicans don't even know key talking points from their own party. Here's the truth. Norm and Norma, they live in a world of make-believe. And it's going to hurt them. It's going to end up hurting them if they don't step out of that world and into the real world. All these people in Maui and Hawaii, suffering, horrible wildfire. All you and I have seen is the video, right? I guess unless you're in Maui at the moment, but all you and I've seen is the video. It's freaking horrific. They're talking about body counts up to 1,000. They don't know. And I heard this very sad lady on the news.
Not only are people unhappy about the local and state and county response and about the speed of it, but also about sort of the perceived lack of communication from federal officials, including the president, who took a while to make a statement that was substantial.
Where's the president? I mean, like, where aren't we Americans too? Like, we're part of the United States, but why are we getting put in the back pocket? Why are we being ignored?
Where is the president? You can hear the desperation in her voice, the sadness in her voice. Clearly somebody who has suffered loss of some kind. I don't know what that kind is, but it's loss of some kind. You can hear it. And I didn't listen to that and look down on that lady. We'll call her Norma. I didn't look down on Norma. I listened to that and I said to myself, man, nobody has ever told Norma who and what she's dealing with. No, but Norma doesn't know. Norma probably didn't hear this gem of a little presser with the head of FEMA.
I think it's hard for people to understand, you know, there are potentially 1,000 people who've perished in this fire. How can we not know more about this many days out?
Yeah, again, we take all of our numbers from the local officials, and we are supporting them with our teams to help better understand. And I think the unaccounted piece is just making sure that we are accounting for everybody that was reported as missing. And it could be that they are staying with family and friends, and we haven't been able to contact them yet. There's a lot of different reasons on why people are unaccounted.
Norma didn't hear that. Norma didn't hear her own governor, Josh Green, blame the climate
change. Just to be clear, when you're talking about global warming, are you saying that climate change amplified the cost of human error?
Yes, it did.
What I'm about to say is not about Hawaii or wildfires. What I'm about to say is about you and Norm and Norma and the country we have and the direction we're going and how we can deal with it. Because isn't that our ultimate goal, right? It's not just to complain, this sucks, that sucks, this is terrible. How do we live with it? How do we deal with it? How do we fix it? How do we get by? How do we do these things? It's important to understand the world you live in before you can understand how to deal with that world. You get it. Norm and Norma do not. And so this is for Norm. This is for Norma. This is for that poor lady pouring her tears out on the news. Where is the president? Are we not Americans? Norma, please hear me. None of these people, it's not that they don't care about you. It's that they don't care about anyone or anything. You are dealing with anti-humans. Call them communists. Call them Marxists, Leninists, socialists. I don't care what version of that you want to call them. In the end, what you need to understand, Norm and Norma, is this. They view human beings as the problem. Human beings, no matter what the situation, the problem is always mankind. Why do you think communism has managed to kill so many people in such a tiny amount of time? It's almost bizarre, right? If you were trying to kill that many people in a short amount of time, you would have a difficult time doing it. But the communists actually did it, and did it with relative ease. How is that humanly possible? The communist views every single problem as a man-made problem because he is an anti-human who believes man is the problem. Oh, what's that? You got a hurricane in California? Some flooding at Dodger Stadium? Wildfires in Hawaii? Too much rain in New York this time of year? What's the problem? Man. Obviously, man. He has too much food, too much meat. He uses too much gas. He drives too far. He has too much. If we could just get rid of these friggin' men. That's why they talk over and over again about having to reduce our population by 90%. Repeatedly, over and over again. Every single problem comes down to, this wouldn't be a problem if some people would just die. Why do you think Solzhenitsyn called them the enemies of humanity? Where is the president? The president didn't care about you, Norma, and your problems, your home. God forbid if you lost a loved one. I pray to God that didn't happen, but certainly many people have. The president didn't see that, those fires, that smoke, those stories, and nothing stirred inside of him. Your own governor, nothing stirred inside of him. The senators, both of them from the state of Hawaii, nothing stirred inside of them. Nothing stirs inside of these people at the sight of human suffering because they don't care about human suffering. They care about power and destruction and spreading as much misery around as humanly possible while lining their own pockets. But one thing they absolutely do not care about ever is any human suffering. It is almost impossible for Norm and Norma to fully come around and understand what we are dealing with, that we are dealing with people who are burning it all down on purpose. And not only that, they know they're doing it, and they know the suffering that will come, and they don't care even a little bit.
there is no such thing as a human tragedy for an anti-human. How could there be? It would be like me, because I hate flies. Everyone hates flies. That doesn't make me unique. I hate flies. I have this real passionate hatred for flies. Every time I see one, I just get on this murderous rampage to go kill it. I have to kill the fly. I hate everything about flies. And so, where's the president? Why won't he help? It would be like you coming to me, Jesse Fly Hater Kelly, and telling me, Jesse, there was this huge batch of 10,000 flies and a bunch of frogs got in there and they ate all of them. Isn't it sad? Sad? It means nothing to me. In fact, kind of makes me happy. Puts a smile on my face. Norm doesn't get it, and Norma doesn't get it. They need your help. All right? Speaking of the people we're dealing with, let's talk a little bit about this special counsel stuff, shall we? Before we do that, let's get you a free phone. Because your phone, you know it and I know it. It's toast. There's a reason your battery lasts about 15 minutes now before you have to plug it in. Your phone screen's all scratched up. I know how it is. I watch the wife drop her phone about 85 times a day. It's time for you to switch to Pure Talk. Not just because you're going to switch to a company that actually likes your values and shares your values. It's not just because you can save money. It's because right now, when you sign up for Pure Talk's unlimited talk, text, and 15 gig data plan, $35 a month, by the way, you get a free Samsung Galaxy, 5G Samsung Galaxy for free right now. And to get this, you can keep your number, remember. All you have to do is pick up your phone, your scratched up, busted phone, and dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly, switch to Pure Talk.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And before we get to the Hunter Biden stuff, and before we get to our special guest about 10 minutes from now and whatnot, I wanted to address this email real quick first, just because we were talking about the Hawaii stuff. Jesse, I feel bad for the people suffering in Hawaii. However, after hearing from people that they voted for to be in charge for their safety and to deal with the disaster relief, I find it hard not to think that they voted for this response to a disaster. I'm not saying they voted to have wildfires destroy everything they have, but they voted for stupid people who wouldn't release water to put out the fires and wouldn't sound the alarms to let people know to get out of the way. On top of that, they're trying to prevent people from selling their property if they don't have the funds or time to sit around and rebuild. I think this is a complete you voted for this moment. What say you? Well, we've talked about this before. I think we should talk about it often because I think it brings up an interesting debate. You voted for this. That's something I talk about a lot. You voted for this. Whenever there's some stabbing in New York City, what do I say? I come say, when your New York Democrat mom says, I can't believe the crime in the neighborhood, that's an important moment for you to let mom know it's her fault. Not out of spite. It's important in that moment for you to let mom know you voted for this, because it is important for the future of this country to marry the voters' actions with the world the voter lives in. And the voter has for so long separated himself from these actions. Doesn't just apply to Democrats, applies to Republicans who don't vote in primaries or vote in primaries and vote for the same loser who's in. You voted for this. You voted for this. I can't stand all these rhinos. Oh, Texas just had a primary. I couldn't wait to vote for John Cornyn. You voted for this. However, it is not my job to tell you how to conduct yourself. I'm just going to tell you how I'm going to conduct myself going forward. I do not view you voted for this as being a spiteful, in-your-face, vengeful campaign so I can rub your face, not yours, but rub their faces and their dog poop and just let them know as I sit there and cackle with glee that everything's their fault. You might view it that way. And if you want to do it that way, that's fine. And okay, Chris, that's fair. Maybe that's a little bit of the joy of it. I view you voted for this, that campaign,
as an opportunity to present people with an option to improve and to change their ways. You know, you've heard those stories before about some kid, rough upbringing, getting in with the bad crowd as a young teenager, comes across the old boxing coach, and the boxing coach tells him, "Hey, you need to stop running around with those kids. Come down to the gym. I'll teach you how to box. We'll get you out of this neighborhood." You've seen the movie or read the books some version of that 1,000 times, right? Presenting them with an option, a different option, letting them know they have options and there are different options, but they need to change their ways. That's how I view you voted for this. And the reason I haven't and won't say it to the people in Hawaii right now, it's not because it isn't true. It very clearly is true. Hawaii is like 90% Democrat. It very is true. Although there are some freaking hardcore Republicans in Hawaii. Let me just tell you that. People I correspond with, it's an incredible place. It's an incredible, well, there are places there that there are people, right? There are people. So yes, they do vote Democrat. Okay, that's fine. At the same time, they still are going through a horrific tragedy right now. They have lost loved ones right now. Loved ones are missing right now as we speak. As I speak to you on Monday night, there is undoubtedly a mother or a father blowing up their child's phone, text messaging, calling over and over and over and over again. Please just let little Aiden answer the phone. Doesn't know whether or not he's alive or whether he's well done in a ditch somewhere. I'm not going to take that moment of pain and misery and jump in their faces and say, "You voted for this. You voted for this." That's not the way I view that campaign. And that's how they conduct themselves after school shootings. And I've always despised it. Yes, I know we have to learn how to do a bunch of the things they do in the way that they do them. We do. And we need to have sharper teeth. And we need to be more aggressive. And I'm not telling you not to do it. That's just not going to be for me. Maybe it's because I'm a parent now. Maybe it's a parenting thing. As a parent, I could never do that. I hear the desperation in this woman's voice.
Not only are people unhappy about the local and state and county response and about the speed of it, but also about sort of the perceived lack of communication from federal officials, including the president, who took a while to make a statement that was substantial.
Where's the president? I mean, like, where aren't we Americans too?
I'm not going to use that woman's pain, no matter how she votes, as an opportunity to rub something in her face. There, maybe I'm getting soft in my old age, but that's it. All right, I accidentally went a little too long there. Let's get to activism. You want to be a local activist, and you don't know how. Jesse, what do I do? I can't say, Jesse, the country's screwed. No. Federally, sure. But there's so much good we can do that you can do. Let's talk to somebody who's doing some of that work. You want maybe some tips and tricks? We'll get to that in a moment. Here's another tip and trick for you. Your entire life will get better when you increase your testosterone, fellas. Your entire life. And no, I'm not just talking about married life. I'm talking about your work life. You're a better father. You're a better everything when you have more energy and more focus. What gets worse with more energy and more focus? It makes everything in life better. And you don't have to go down to the local clinic and get a needle in your arm to get it increased because you have a male vitality stack from Chalk. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. Fellas, no matter your age, get out and get on it. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off subscriptions. All right? There's a female vitality stack for the ladies, so don't think we're discriminating. Chalk.com, CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And Chris, did she pick this song? She picked that song? Oh, I like this lady already. Joining me now, Jacqueline Toberoff. She
is an author and now involved politically, but hasn't always been so. And as you well know, we talk all the time on the show about how normal people need to get involved.
Not the scumbag piece of trash losers who are already involved or already elected. Normal people get involved. And I'll always get emails. Jesse, I'm just work construction. Jesse, I'm just a mom. And I tell you, that's exactly who needs to get involved. Jacqueline, how'd you get involved?
I got involved because I was a mother who just, quite frankly, had enough. You know, it was 2020 and I had brought my kids to school. I was riding the New York City subway and probably even at that time had seen one too many junkies, homeless people, psychopaths. And I just decided then and there, I got an email to go to a protest. I've always made fun of protest people. Never knew where they had the time. I was never a protester in my life. Never made a sign in my life. I showed up to protest Nadler. It was one of his like gazillions impeachment tours. And I would not have even cared had everything been humming, but it wasn't. New York City was crumbling and I decided to run for New York City Council.
You decided to run for city council. Okay. So there are all kinds of people right now. I know because they email the show, either running for their first race or considering it, but they're scared. Tell people, what's it like?
Okay, the best thing to do is to run having never ran before because you know nothing. I was calling up people that I thought would, of course, accept my call. I'm calling Jesse Kelly. They all took my call. When you come from a place of authenticity and you genuinely care, people respond. Also, Americans are the most charitable people on earth, and they are so cruel to themselves and to their neighbors. They keep electing, as you say, scumbags. It is our civic duty to actually run for office. I mean, I have kids. I'm not content with how things are, certainly not in New York City.
Can you explain the deterioration of New York City? Because it's one of those things that has broken my heart. I'm up there all the time. I love it. It's been one of my favorite places for ages. And just the last time I went, a homeless guy pulled his pants down and peed on the sidewalk at noon, right in front of me as I'm walking down there. And it saddens me what's happened to it.
I'm born and raised in New York City. I am one of the few people that can say that. I'm raising my kids in New York City. It is heartbreaking what's happening here. I'm in Manhattan. We have the worst mayor, I think, in the history of America, Mayor Adams. He ran an honest campaign. He ran on racism, and he ran on allowing non-citizens, at the time, 800,000 to be able to vote. He was painted erroneously as a moderate, and people were so lazy. Only 25% of registered voters went out and voted, and only 15% of registered voters elected Adams. This is what failure looks like, and it's not the elected officials' fault. It is the fault of the people that were too busy to go to the polls, and it's the fault of the Democrats that didn't give a damn about their kids, their family, or their neighbors.
Didn't I tell you we were going to get along, Chris? Didn't I tell you we were going to go along? She sounds just like me. Well, explain the apathy, because I talk about it all the time on the show, Jacqueline, that we don't have a politician problem. We have a people problem. We are responsible 100%. For electing or not electing these people. We sit on our rear ends. We sit on our hands. We never get involved. And then we watch the news and we complain and we just kind of wash our hands of any responsibility for this crappy government we have.
Yeah, it's pathetic. It's 2023 in America. We have had it too damn good. We are too lazy. And apparently it's just not bad enough here in New York City. Look, I've done more fighting. My kids go to private school. I've done more fighting for public schools than most public school parents. Mayor Adams has just given away Randall's Island to illegals. He has taken the largest amount of soccer playing field space and handed it over to illegals. Who is this screwed? I don't know, every kid in New York City that's already hobbled because they're urban and unlike their suburban counterparts, they don't have backyards, they don't have fields. So, you know, who plays the majority of soccer? It's actually Hispanics. 40% of Hispanics play soccer. Mayor Adams has just screwed over New York City kids. This should compel people to get out and vote for the New York City Council elections in November. But who are we fooling? It likely will not.
Speaking with Jacqueline Toberoff, she writes for Human Events and more importantly, wrote something called Super Moms Activated. What is this?
I wrote a book. It's called Supermoms Activated, 12 Profiles of Hero Moms Leading the American Revival, because I knew that the Biden administration and the teachers union were going to look to revise and erase history. It really is a time stamp of 2020 to 2022, the beginning of the pandemic, and then BLM, which changed everything. It ushered in CRT. It was the death knell to the educational system as we know it. And it leads up to the primaries, which took place in 2022. And it traces the tectonic shift, which is moms stood in the breach, not enough, but a few. They stood in the breach and they did what no politician did. They fought back and they did win on many fronts.
Jacqueline, do you think it's disappointing, because, like, full disclosure, I do, that so much of the leadership on the right has to come from women now, because apparently right-wing men love to sit on their hands and they don't step up and do it? I'm thrilled when I see a mom go full tiger mom at a school board meeting, but in the back of my mind, I always think, where's dad?
You know, one of the moms that's in my book is Tina Deskovich. She is the co-founder of Moms for Liberty. And I said, why is it called Moms for Liberty and not Parents? And she said, it's just how it is. More moms run for school boards than the dads. Now, that makes sense. I mean, most men, most fathers are working. And, you know, just recently with feminism and everything else, women have been taking jobs. But before, it was the man, it was the husband that was bringing home the bacon, and the gender roles were delineated as such. That's just how it is. I don't know why exactly more fathers aren't running for school board. I love it when they pop off. I love it when they get going. But yeah, the moms have just, you know, look, we carry these kids, and you come for my kid, I will rip off your face, and I'm not going to apologize for it. And that's really what's happening now. They are messing with the wrong group. We are 85 million strong. 85 million moms are in America, and they have really, they have called us domestic terrorists. They have called us all sorts of things, Nazis, all right. Why is that? In my book, over 50% of the moms are Democrats. They've had it too.
You say over 50% of the moms are Democrats who've had it too. So let me ask you, the people in your life, because I know you have them, you're in New York City, who are Democrat and they have had enough. Do you see them changing how they vote? How sick of it are they is what I'm asking.
Yes. Look, I don't want to get crazy on you. I don't want to go down these rabbit holes. But I was one of the people, I organized Moms for Lee when Lee Zeldin was running against Kathy Hochul. And the coalition that I created was only exclusively Democrat moms and independent moms. Why? Because I knew that he had Republican mothers' votes. These mothers were registered Democrats or independents. They had it and they voted for Lee. And while he lost, we won the majority, and you can thank these Democrat moms for it. They have had enough.
What about that? The book is Super Moms Activated. You want to read about normal people getting involved? That's where you can do it. Jacqueline, I appreciate you. Best to you. How about that? Normal people getting involved. Normal people getting involved. That lady wasn't even politically active 3 years ago. Now, I think I'm pretty sure she's the head of the Manhattan GOP, or one of them, if I remember right. No, a VP of the Manhattan GOP. That's a really big deal. Get involved. Everybody. That's our hope. When we talk about the terrible things coming in 2024, and I will finally get to this Hunter Biden special counsel stuff here in a minute, but when we talk about these terrible things coming for 2024, just because there are awful things coming with the indictments and federally and the election and all kinds of stuff, man, There are a million battles to fight and win. Why are we spending all our time focusing on the one that may not go our way? Huh? Let's remember, there are all kinds of battles to win, including the battle to keep your dog healthy, because the vet is freaking expensive. I remember a friend of mine had a bulldog once, and he was always complaining about his health problems. And he told me one time, he spent over $10,000 in a single year on vet bills for the various times he had to take his dog in. Maybe if we started giving our dogs real nutrition, they would go to the vet a lot less. I know human beings go to the doctor a lot less when we eat better, right? Well, that's Rough Greens. That's your dog. not only will you see improvements in your dog, breath, energy, coat, joints, whatever, you'll save money. Rough Greens saves you money. All natural nutritional supplement you pour it on your dog's food. You just go to roughgreens.com/Jesse for a free jumpstart trial bag. Or you can call them 833-33-MY-DOG.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another segment of the Jesse Kelly Show, but we've still got over 2 hours of the Jesse Kelly Show left, and we are only 10 minutes away from the greatest segment of the week, Medal of Honor Monday. Medal of Honor Monday, greatest segment of the week. We honor a hero. Full disclosure tonight,
it is probably going to be a two-part segment. I might not get to the Medal of Honor till two segments in because I'm going to do a little bit of history around the Medal of Honor. It's just going to depend on how much I opine on things. So we're going to be stepping away from politics in about 10 minutes and doing some history before I get to the Medal of Honor Monday. And then we'll come back and deal with everything else like Trump not debating. I have some basic life things. We have emails. We're sending F-16s to Ukraine. Why communists are violent and so much more. I want to get to this, though. There's new information out about the, quote, special counsel. David Weiss. He's the guy who's looking into Hunter Biden. Well, looking into. He's the guy investigating Hunter Biden. And just let's rewind on this really quickly. Merrick Garland put David Weiss in charge of the Hunter Biden investigation. Okay? David Weiss, we now know, he used to work with Bo Biden. He used to work with Hunter Biden's now dead brother. We also know this about David Weiss. David Weiss, remember, he's not the defendant. I want to make sure everyone's clear on this for the non-law people. He's not the defense attorney. He's the prosecutor. He's supposed to be a hostile party towards Hunter Biden. He is supposed to be against Hunter Biden. He tried to get Hunter Biden completely exempted from all future charges. Just to clarify what that looks like. You remember how they had to bust Al Capone on tax evasion because they could never get him for murder or anything, any of that other stuff? That would be like the prosecutor in the case. The prosecutor going to Al Capone and his defense staff and saying, hey, look, we got you on these tax charges. I have written up a deal here for you. You're going to plead guilty to these tax charges and we're going to make sure you have immunity for any other crimes we might come across in the future. How absurd would that be? That has been, and frankly still is, the prosecutor in the Hunter Biden case. Such an egregious conduct. It's beyond absurd. And then, after all of this egregious conduct, Merrick Garland makes the guy who was doing the egregious conduct the special counsel. Now, let's talk about that, though. Why did he do that? It's so obvious to everybody. I bet there are even some norms and normas who understand that that's ridiculous, that's a conflict of interest, that doesn't make sense. So why would you do that? If you're Merrick Garland, why not just kind of give Weiss the, hey, sideline treatment, hey, David, sit out this one, and I'll go grab another communist to protect Hunter Biden. Why would you take the same communist who we now know was running protection for Hunter and Joe Biden? Why would you do that? Well, pause on that for a moment. Let's do a little rewind. Let's go back to COVID. COVID is something we go back to often on the show, and we will go back to often on this show because COVID was the ultimate reveal. The ultimate reveal about the people in charge, our institutions, the people around us. It revealed the truth of so much to us. So it's important we go back. Do you know what it's like to be in the public eye? Look, I'll tell you this as somebody who's in the public eye now. I've had normal jobs my whole life, but someone who's now in the public eye. We just celebrated our fifth year of radio. One, it's awesome. I'm not complaining. There's nothing wrong with it. But there are certain things you have to take into consideration. Here's one. we were at a restaurant one time. Whole family was out. Me, wife, our boys are there. We're sitting there eating. I think we were at Outback, if I remember right. We were sitting there grubbing some food. Sure, I was all over a blooming onion. And I had an itch on my nose, on the end of my nose, the very end. All right. I reached up with the end of my index finger and I kind of scratched the very tip of my nose, the very tip of my nose. And the wife says, hey, not that you do anything wrong, but just a heads up. From the side, it kind of looked like you were picking your nose. You need to be careful with that now. And it was kind of a wake up call. Yeah. I mean, you never know. Everyone's got a cell phone. Someone takes a picture. It's all over the internet. Talk show host and world famous author caught picking his nose in Outback. All these politicians know that too. And yet during COVID, they were all constantly being, quote, caught violating the rules they made you follow. My favorite one all time was London Breed, San Francisco mayor. Do you remember what she said when she got caught? She made her people do things. You have to do this. And then that night she was caught out not doing that. And you remember her response? You remember what she said?
I got up and started dancing because I was feeling the spirit.
She was feeling the spirit, baby. Why did all those politicians keep getting caught? Andrew Cuomo, don't shake hands, wear a mask. I think it was 2 days later, caught at a fundraiser, shaking hands, hugging somebody, no mask. All of them. Pelosi, all of them. Why did they keep getting, quote, caught? Well, they didn't get caught. And they're not hypocrites. They wanted you to see them. They wanted you to understand who's the king and who's the peasant. They understand what it's like being in the public eye just the same way I understand that I can't scratch my nose at Outback anymore. They get it. They didn't get caught. They wanted you to know. They wanted you to know that they run things and you better mind your P's and Q's, peasant, because you've got different rules you've got to live by. Why are they being so blatantly obvious about the Hunter Biden special counsel when he's very clearly biased and can't possibly do an honest investigation? They're doing it on purpose. They want you to know your place. Exactly what the rules are for you versus them. Keep that in mind. They want you to know. All right. Some history and Medal of Honor Monday coming. Something I want you to know, though, is this. That we don't have to, with all the evil and horrible stuff going on in the world, we don't have to lay down and do nothing. In fact, we can't afford to do that. We are the good guys. They are the bad guys. We have to fight back. I tell you about preborn because it's not enough to complain about abortion. Oh, my gosh, there's too many abortions. Abortion sucks. Abortion's evil. Abortion's murder. Abortion's... Okay, that's fine. That's fine. What are you doing about it? What am I doing about it? Are we actually being hands and feet? Are we actually giving these young women some sort of an option, some sort of an opportunity? Because they don't know any better. They've been lied to by everybody. Preborn is. Preborn's giving them an ultrasound. Free. Well, you have to pay for it. Then preborn can give it to them. $28 buys that woman who's about to have an abortion, buys her a free ultrasound. She will hear that heartbeat and she will choose life. I know because they do almost every time. $28. Preborn.com/Jesse is where you give. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. It's history time, baby, and Medal of Honor Monday.
This is an iHeart podcast.